This is Fresh Air. Our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a tribute to Yasha Heifetz, the Russian-born violinist who died last week. Many of his fellow musicians considered Heifetz the greatest violin player of the century. Lloyd agrees, but also says there may be more to being a violinist than just playing violin.
There's a famous story that when the 16-year-old Yasha Heifetz made his American debut at Carnegie Hall in 1917, violinist Misha Elman turned to the pianist Leopold Godofsky and whispered, "It's hot in here." "Not for pianists," Godofsky replied. Like Kleenex or Xerox, the name Heifetz quickly became generic. How many mothers around the world wanted their violin-playing prodigies to become Heifetzes? Last Thursday, Heifetz died at the age of 86. He'd begun playing in public when he was 5 and retired from performing in 1972. Like pianist Vladimir Horowitz, Heifetz was a virtuoso whose technical gifts were so extraordinary they almost prevented him from becoming a great musician. Things came too easy. The effortless, gorgeous tone, creamy, no scraping even in the most ferocious passages, yet sinewy, no schmaltzy sentimentality either. For all his mastery of the romantic repertoire, Heifetz was one of the most aristocratic performers. No swaying, bobbing, or weaving, not even a smile. He held the violin very still and very high. He was the John Barrymore of classical music, the great profile. It's not surprising that his best chamber music recordings were with such other musical aristocrats as Arthur Rubinstein and cellist Emanuel Feuermann. The tension in his playing, and there was tension, probably lay just in that place where romanticism intersects with classical austerity. That's what makes his Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto under Fritz Reiner such a remarkable recording, or his Sibelius Concerto with Sir Thomas Beecham, or Prokofiev's Second with Koussevitzky, both very first recordings. The problem with performing these works is not to overplay them, and Heifetz didn't have to. Heifetz was always musical. His violin could sing. In the most profound music, however, Bach or Mozart, wherever you wanted something more probing or playful, a way of getting inside the music, thinking and feeling it, moving with it, you don't especially want to hear Heifetz. He couldn't approach Joseph Szigeti's variety of tone or phrasing, or Fritz Kreisler for sheer sweetness of sound and temperament. You wouldn't turn to Heifetz for Berg or Schoenberg or Bartok either, because he didn't play them, though he did champion and even commission a significant number of more conservative contemporary pieces. Like Horowitz, too, Heifetz made many transcriptions, pieces like the Gershwin Piano Preludes or selections from Porgy and Bess. RCA recently reissued what was probably his most famous recording, the Beethoven Violin Concerto under Toscanini. For the first time since its original release in 1940, you can actually hear what this performance sounded like. It's a remarkable collaboration, elegant, distant, heroic, with surprisingly eloquent lyric passages. In the last movement, it all galvanizes, takes powerful flight. He could do that, too. Thank you.
Yasha Heifetz playing the Beethoven Violin Concerto. Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and teaches at the University of Massachusetts in Boston.